This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's not unusual. That's the old Tom Jones song. I will not sing it. I will sing the praises, however, of Jennifer Horn, who's here with us on the DJV experience. Follow her at Jennifer Horn. Follow me at Doug Steffen. Follow Kara, who's in our control room, at C. Schillen. Ms. Victoria is sick again today. I think she's getting nervous about being married.
What do you think, Jennifer? Maybe? Yeah, the cold feet condition?
Cold feet. Yeah. She's sweating.
Well, you know what? I have to tell you, Dougie, you men don't understand this, but women, when it comes down to that countdown to their wedding, they're nervous about planning the party, they get nervous about their new life, and so that takes a toll on your immune system.
Yep, sure does.
Brings down your defenses.
Yep, it certainly does, no question about it. All right, so we wish Victoria well, hold a good thought for her. Meanwhile, I want to say hello to our friends listening in Des Moines, to KBGG. Brings on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria every day all around that part of Iowa. Des Moines. I think that's an interesting name, don't you? Des Moines?
Des Moines?
Des Moines.
Yeah.
How do you do? Follow us, as I said, on you can like us on Facebook.com at the /DJV show. So it's Facebook.com/DJV show. School is coming to an end in many parts of the country. So there are several reviews, high school graduations, all the hijinks that go on at this time of year. See, in Indiana, a high schooler whose head was too big for the helmet in football, fellow's name is Tyler Money, has a 26-inch head. The circumference of his head, 26 inches. Ever measure your head, Jennifer?
I have not measured my head. I mean, I think I have because I had to buy, like, a cap and gown.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I've actually measured it just for fun.
I'm betting it isn't 26 inches. I think we all ought to measure.
Yeah, is there an average size? I don't know how that compares to the normal human being.
Believe me, I have a big noggin, but it's not 26 inches.
Yeah. So anyway, this kid got a helmet that's big enough from an online sporting goods store in Virginia, so that he can play football next season. He tried to play last season, but he couldn't use the helmet because his head was too big. He's 6'1", weighs 285 pounds, and is 13 years old.
Wow.
Holy. Well, someone has a future in the NFL, I guess.
Yeah.
If he wants that, that might be unfortunate for him. But
so here's what's going on in France. There's a new law with the new president. I don't know that the new president was responsible for this. Under this new law, which is intended to stamp out antisocial behavior and bullying, unruly pupils in French schools will be fined $75 every time there is an incident. If something happens that is really bad, let's say somebody gets hurt, the youngsters could go to jail for 6 months. And if they fail to mend their ways while they're in this closed educational center for juveniles, they'll be transferred to a special unit in regular prisons. Wow, this is pretty stiff. The same punishment may be imposed on pupils guilty of outrage, that is, insulting behavior toward public servants, police officers, bus drivers, the principals of the schools, that sort of thing. And they've defined this, Jennifer, by saying it's anything ranging from being too loud and disruptive to being outright insulting or threatening. So the civil liberties groups don't like this. Teachers' unions don't even want the law, but the public is embracing it as part of the government's crackdown on what they call a national epidemic of street crimes, bullying, pranks, that sort of thing. What would happen if that was enacted here in our country? Who thinks that's a good idea, Rachel? Yeah, huh? Tough.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go to High Point, North Carolina, where there's a report.
They make sheets there.
At High Point?
There used to be a bunch of factories in High Point. Oh, maybe furniture.
I think it's furniture.
And linen. I think they do linen, too, don't they?
Really? Yeah, but not anymore.
I just remember going to factory stores. That's right. I just remember going to factory stores with my grandmother in High Point when she lived in North Carolina.
Okay. So this is a report that four students hijacked a school projector last week and showed a porn movie to classmates waiting for lunch in the school cafeteria. The apparently school cafeteria video projector is not used very often, and the equipment was left unlocked, so the students were in the cafeteria, and they didn't notify the principal until the movie was over.
Well, you want to enjoy it before you turn them in.
Excuse me. Oh, my God. Imagine going, that 17-year-old kids watching that. Hey, what, had you ever seen anybody naked when you were 17?
When I was 17, not in person, no.
No. Not in person. You've seen, have you, did you see a porno movie by the time you were 17?
No, I don't think I was watching porn at 17. But, I mean, like, I had seen myself naked. I'm sure I'd seen what a naked man looked like. But I have never,
seen yourself naked.
I'm not watching porn at
17. No.
Yeah, you kind of notice that when you get in the shower and stuff.
How about that, Kara? What's happened to you that's kept you off of the straight and narrow path?
I also don't think that I was watching porn when I was 17. It's not. I don't think that's really like a high school girl thing. That's definitely more of a high school boy thing.
Yeah,
I swam for a long time, so I was always in locker rooms with people, so I'm sure that I'd seen, you know, flashes of naked bodies before.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what's going on in Cleveland. High school there, there's a school supply code. If you violate it, you're sent home. Never mind the dress code. This is a supply code. Students have to bring their own pens, paper, and notebooks to school this year for the first time. The school sent letters out, but many parents say they didn't know about the new policy. Many students end up outside the building instead of in it. Parents said their children kept supplies in school lockers, but one of the 11th graders said she'd gotten by without having to buy any. And so as the school year comes to a close, she ran out, and so she wasn't allowed to go to school. Kind of a crazy thing is that. Hmm. Huh?
That seems kind of weird.
It does seem.
I love that people don't. I mean, I remember, and look, maybe I'm aging myself here, but I can remember being excited about going out and buying school supplies. I remember having my mom pack me a lunch every single day. I remember my mom cooking me breakfast every single day. And now it seems like if you go to public school, breakfast is provided, lunch is provided, school supplies are provided, everything is provided, and people are shocked when they actually have to provide stuff for themselves. It's so strange. I mean, I don't feel like I'm that long out of school, Doug, where there's like a whole new culture in there, but I guess I am. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of. It depends on where you are in the country. In some circumstances, in the more in the areas where there's lots of money, plenty of tax collection, plenty of dough for this sort of thing, schools don't have a problem. In other places in the country, schools barely have enough to pay the teachers. So it really is something. That's one of the real dichotomies of our country, and you see the results of it in various parts of the country where. The poorer areas down south, especially, and this is a blanket statement somebody's going to criticize me for, but the education in the main isn't as good in some of these pockets, and there's not much money devoted to it because there's not much money. If you go down through Appalachia, starting in southeastern Ohio, and you go down through, you follow the Appalachian Trail, there's really down into the deep south. Wow, the lifestyle is so much different there. And the values are so much different there in many ways. So, you know, I think you take that into account. It's one of the things, I suppose, a thing of beauty is the diversity that we have in our country. And one of the things that was one of the reasons for that educational program George Bush tried, what was it, No Child Left Behind?
No Child Left Behind, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a miserable failure because there's so much, again, the diversity in our country and the needs of students are different depending on where you are. And what their abilities are.
And by the way, that program, anytime you take control out of the teacher's hands as to what needs to be taught, mm-hmm. that's an issue. And so all these people who get these ideas, Republicans and Democrats included, who get these ideas that we know what kids need to learn when they're in school. Well, we hire teachers because we trust them to do a good job. Mm-hmm. You should trust them to teach in the way that they need to teach.
Is this you speaking or your mother?
My mom, I think, and me, I mean, I agree with her. I mean, absolutely. No one needs to be in there. I mean, she would have a class full of people who were excelling and they would be held back because she couldn't touch other subject matter. And then she'd have people who were not quite there yet who needed extra work. And instead of feeling like she was going to be slowed down and not teaching to a test, you kind of push them through it. So I don't know. I think you trust teachers for a reason and let them teach.
Here's the largest study of its kind ever done, taken into account teen risk factors in this past school year. It's taken the whole school year, so as we wind down, this study of adolescents, interesting to look at the results, finding that school performance and the amount of unsupervised time with friends the youngsters have, much more accurate in predicting risky behavior than the traditional factors of income, family type, that sort of thing. This study of 10,000 students this past year, ages 12 to 17, and their families, their parents, showed it was impossible to use traditional indicators to predict health risk behaviors like drinking, smoking, using drugs, having sex, that sort of thing. The story is in the Washington Post. Infusing resources into neighborhoods based solely on race or income do not solve the problem.
These changes are cultural ones, and no one wants to talk about it.
But right, and it's social media stuff.
Yeah, I think to some extent, but I almost think that you see what you see on social media because of changes to the culture. And, this goes for all races and all socioeconomic places. I mean, we've really lost what the American dream was about, bettering your life, about coming here and working and finding fulfilling employment. And instead, when you throw money at something, you just get people addicted to the mediocre,
to the money,
status quo.
Yeah.
And so they think, well, I could go to work and I could do these things, or I could stay at home and earn XYZ. And I think many people tend to just sit at home and say, well, if someone's handing this to me, why spread my wings? And that's so dangerous. I mean, it's great for the government because they get more control, but it stinks for us.
Well, this is the most telling thing I saw in this study. 4 in 10 teens say they've had sex in the past year.
Wow.
That wasn't the case when I was a teenager. People having sex.
For everybody around you.
Okay. Thanks, wise guy. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on a ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Put America first. With the new president, we have a new theme. In this day and age, putting America first is not selfish or greedy. It is self-preservation. It's preserving the Constitution and the rule of law. The opposite is putting America second and sacrificing ourselves and our country for someone else. Ignoring our Constitution and the rule of law to try to satisfy those who will not be satisfied until America is no more. Contrary to progressive ideologues, putting America first does not mean we are not generous, caring, and compassionate. Putting America first starts with the individual.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Listening ear is tuned to this because I'm trying not to be critical of how this song sounds. It's a good song, but you can't tell by listening to it who's really doing it. It's one of those songs that you could plug in any number of singers.
Very produced.
Yeah.
But
right.
It does have a sound. I mean, Rihanna has a certain sound, and this is it.
Yeah. Well, it just seems to me, and this may be my ear, I have a teen ear when it comes to newer music. And so, it, you know, Rihanna sounds like Beyonce, and Beyonce sounds like, what's-her-face, Minaj to me. They all sound the same.
Yeah, I would say if you are into pop music or listen to a lot of modern music, especially R&B, Rihanna has a very specific voice. Her voice sounds a lot different than, especially Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the point of this conversation is to focus on Rihanna's music because she announced on Twitter that her long-awaited and highly anticipated cosmetics line called Fenty Beauty is launching this fall. And a lot of details have been kept under wraps. What is known is the brand will be released under Kendo Brands, which is a subset of Sephora that focuses on celebrity brands like Marc Jacobs Beauty, Kat Von D's namesake cult cosmetics collection, that kind of stuff. She announced her participation last year. She said she wanted to do something, and rumors about doing this sort of thing have been circulating for a while. She tweeted that fans can sign up at FentyBeauty.com for updates and first dibs on the products. That sounds awfully arrogant to me. Like, the expectation is just because you like Rihanna, you're going to run out and buy this stuff?
I'm telling you, people are huge fans of her. It's true. They're going to.
Really?
Yeah. I saw her, I follow her on Instagram, and I saw her posting about this yesterday. And, you know, it has hundreds of thousands of likes, and people are, people cannot wait.
I'm going to do, I'm going to start my own line of manure scents from the farm. See if people who follow me.
I hate to break this to you.
Yeah.
Because I love you. But Rihanna's following is a smidge bigger than yours.
No.
It really is, yeah.
What an outrage. I know. Damn.
People love her. I mean, think about it, Dougie. I know it's kind of lost on you. I'm sure your parents felt that way, you know, when you were listening to different dudes.
Elvis is exactly. Dirt as far as I'm, yeah, right.
Right. Exactly. And so they go, oh, this all sounds the same. But, you know, I mean, this is this generation's big star, or at least one of them.
I give her credit and everybody else credit for liking. All right, here's somebody that I can identify with, and that's Carrie Underwood, who took time away from her Nashville life to promote the newest collection of her Kalia by Carrie Underwood activewear, athletic wear, swimline line. She is apparently quite a good designer, has a collection that's been at Dick's Sporting Goods for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, and it's really cute stuff, and it looks pretty functional. Yeah.
And prices
are
reasonable.
I had no idea that that was her thing until I read an article about it not so long ago.
$15 to $95. Carrie says, I'm your busy mom, friend, wife, trying to run around town and get all my chores done, my work done. I'm a normal person with just a pretty cool job. You know, that's good. I like her, and I think that's one of the reasons I like her. She's very grounded.
Yeah.
28 past the hour. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Into the swing of things in this half hour, a focus on the spelling bee that everybody is talking about, plus a little background information on the president that I thought, excuse me, you would find interesting. Man, the allergies, woof. Woo.
It's a bad year,
especially
that's for
with
sure.
All of the,
like crazy.
Oh my God, the all the pollen in the air and the moisture, the mold, yucca bunga. I was talking about Val Kilmer in the last half hour, and made reference to Christian Science, and the peanut gallery reminded me that Mary Baker Eddy was the lady's name who founded Christian Science. I couldn't remember her name. So now I have that focus taken care of. Now let's focus on another name. A young lady named Edith Fuller, mm-hmm. who yesterday walked up to a microphone, pulled the microphone down to the proper height for her.
Because she's adorable, little peanut.
6 years old. Hi, she said, at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She had a bow in her hair. And the person, Jacques Bailey, who is the person at the spelling bee who pronounces the words, said to Edith Tappas, will you please give me the definition? This kid's 6 years old, got the definition. Then she asked a few more questions, including one about alternative pronunciations. Tappas, T-A-P-A-S, said Edith. You know how when we have our spelling bees, Tappas. Mm-hmm. So she was one of 200 spellers that was there to compete. She didn't advance to the final, which is scheduled for today. But though she didn't, this is a youngster from Oklahoma, homeschooled. She qualified for the spelling bee when she was 5 last year. She is even at that age doing okay in my book. So I think we have her actually with, is it with that word or another word, Carol?
No, it's with a harder word than that.
All right, here she is.
Nick's Nasty. N-Y-C-T-I-N-A-S-T-Y. Nick Tenasti.
Correct. Which, by the way, is a word that I've never heard of
before. Yeah, never heard that word before.
No, nobody knows.
And she has no hesitation. She's
what's
so
the word McNasty? What was it again?
It was Nick Tenasti or something like that?
It's
like Nick
Nasty to McNasty.
Yeah, I would have said
trying to look through this.
N-A-N-T-Y.
I'm looking at the words repudiate, rhubarb.
Ooh, rhubarb.
Pontifical. I think this young lady was the youngest, and Daniel Healy was the oldest at 11. And you look at it, some of this, it's just so good to read these, the cute stories about these. No, here's a 14-year-old named Zach Swires who was in it. It gives you hope when you hear all the bad stuff about kids today, no matter what their age, and you find, you know, that's it's the minority. Here's 12-year-old Nathan Osterman, who was asked to spell dietetic. And I'm looking at it.
It gives you faith. Yeah, it's just nice to see little kids who are excited and they're genuinely excited about learning and getting out there and, you know, teaching other people and showing people what they know. It's just, I don't know. It's nice.
So cute.
It is very cute. All right, let's move on into an area. Jennifer and I were talking off the air. Because she was, her local program in Los Angeles, somebody was focusing, it's a much more political show than this is, and there's a lot of back and forth about Donald Trump and yada yada. So somebody sent you his numerological chart. We were talking about his, his astrological chart, courtesy of Maria Trilogy, who's our resident astrologer, who did an overview of Trump. He's a Gemini, and it doesn't make any difference whether your sun or your moon is in Gemini. The same traits apply, apparently, according to Maria. So I have those traits, but I thought if you wanted to explain numerology first, Jennifer, and tell us how that shook out, or do you want me to do my astrology on him? Now, reminder,
I can do numerology.
There are three facets to your astrological chart, those of you who understand or know or believe in this sort of thing. Your sun sign, which is the day you were born. Your moon sign, which is attributed to the city in which you were born. And your rising sign. Your rising sign is determined by the time of day in which you were born. So they take various elements from the stars. And I don't know, I never have understood. I know astrology works for me and in almost any, whether it's a relationship, whether it's business, people you hire, you work with, in order to get to know how to deal with them better, it's nice to have this information. And you get to kind of you understand people better anyway using this tool. So what's the when I did the Gemini on Trump earlier, it was like Kara had her mouth open. She said, "My God, I can't believe how accurate it is." Well, it is. It's right, tantalizing.
You're teasing it, so yeah. I got to hear it. Let's
go. You want me to do the Gemini
first? Definitely.
All right. His birth sign is Gemini. We're talking about Trump. Geminis are impatient, easily bored. The world is not always exciting and interesting enough to keep them occupied and engaged. So they find themselves experiencing a lot of what feels like idle time, even though it isn't. Many fill the time with stimulating entertainment. Many people find news and news channels to be a part of their conversation. I find that interesting because Trump seems to have the TV on all the time. Let's see here. Geminis are the least trusting of any sign, even less trusting than Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio. Because it's just easy for them to see every possible way somebody could deceive them. Many are untrusting to the point of cheating themselves out of opportunities that come their way because they can't believe the opportunity or relationship could be true. The mind of a Gemini is constantly moving. They have an explainable inner drive to keep thinking and moving. Other people are often drawn to their energy and feed off of it. It gets people excited and energized. The Gemini person is full of ideas, ready to try them, or at least always has a comment or something to add to any conversation. The constant need is for stimulation. Gemini people are not usually soft, warm, or cozy. Many have an edge caused by their unwillingness to trust people. They can come off as cold and rigid. People don't trust them because they don't feel like they have any emotiveness. Don't expect too much in the way of emotion from Geminis. It's not there. They're detached and intellectual. Processing the world like a computer, enjoy them for their quick minds and exciting nature. They're never boring. And so I think that's pretty close to... I mean, there are a lot of other aspects. I don't know where his moon is, and I don't know where his rising sign is. I'll ask Maria to give us that. But I think that's pretty instructive, don't you, Jennifer?
Absolutely. It sounds like it fits him to a T, really.
Yeah. All right. So what do you find when looking at his numerological...
So case? I actually looked back to a listener of mine from the Los Angeles show. And, you know, I was going to just kind of Google it and see what it said online. But I actually found what the listener sent me. And it was interesting because the day that he did a press conference, I don't know if you remember this, before he was inaugurated, it was January 11th. And I think I must have made a comment, probably hanging out with you too long, that 111, wow, that's got to be... I wonder if there's any numerological significance.
Yeah.
To that. And so this woman who listens to me is a numerologist, and she said yes, because Trump is an 11. That's it. And so he picked probably the day 11 because he might have someone around him advising him to that effect. And that day is a powerful day for him. It's like Clay. He's able with his life path number, his universal day is 4, she says, and his number is 11, which is a 1, obviously.
Yeah.
She said that he can form, he can tell people what's true and what isn't, that he's sort of a visionary. He's got a lot of charisma, that this is all part of it. And he's very powerful in being able to shape people's thoughts. And especially on those powerful days, that his vision is strong enough to kind of tell people what's real, what's not real. And his numerology allows him to set the tone. Now, some people can use this for good, and some people can use this for bad. And politically, that's probably what we're seeing, because he creates, he's able to shape a story. He's able to weave a story, and he can represent himself in many different ways to many different people, which I think also kind of goes hand in hand with his Gemini, because Geminis have the two heads, right? You can be one way to one person and another to another person. Yes. That seems to be consistent with his numerology.
Yeah. They're, Geminis are, a lot of Geminis are bipolar. And that means that they have their Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And that is something that I think Trump demonstrates, don't you?
Absolutely. And it seems to be consistent with his numerology, even though this woman claims that he's one of the most powerfully, as far as numerology goes, he's got some of the most power that you can find in a human being. And you can use that power again for good or for bad. very detailed. I guess he's also, his life path shows he's excellent for entertainment and communication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to kind of go through the interesting stuff here, but.
Well, I think you have the highlights. Those are the highlights. And they don't disagree or differ much, or a little more information, but they sort of go correspondingly with the Gemini stuff that.
Yeah, tremendous charisma. That's one of the things that you see over and over again. And by the way, people who meet him, who hate him, say, you know, he's a charismatic leader. So he obviously comes off a little differently in person than he does on camera. So,
Well, because that's all soundbite stuff, and the news media doesn't want to portray him in a way that is objective. I don't
kind of interesting too. She keeps going back to the fact that he has strong addictive tendencies, and she keeps saying that he knows it. And I think that's interesting because one of the storylines that we hear about Trump is that he's never touched a drop of alcohol. He's never, you know, he's not the drug person. And we saw his brother who fell into alcoholism. So
maybe
he does have a spiritual advisor.
You know what?
Maybe
I think that leads me to believe that either his rising sign is Scorpio or his moon is in Scorpio, because that's a trait that Scorpios, I come from that. My mother was a sad alcoholic, and I've never touched. I've only been inebriated once in my life. I don't drink. I don't enjoy it. And I get silly if I do drink, but I just don't like it. And part of that, I think, is the psychological effect of what you saw as you grew up. And Trump had the same experience, so he stays away from it, period, end of story. And for that, I think there's something to be said for that, frankly. All right, Jennifer, good job. Thank you. Pretty interesting, isn't it?
I mean, interesting
all
stuff.
The things in the world that are interesting, and I love going down those roads. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doctor, doctor, there is a doctor in the house, and his name is Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with an overview of some of the major medical stories, the major medical news from this past week, brought to you by the folks at Superbeats. Ken will tell you more about why he advises his clients and his patients to use Superbeats after we go through a few of these important items. For example, the latest on aging, how your skin looks as you get a little older. I haven't noticed my skin looking much different as I've gotten older, but maybe it's because I use a lot of creams, or maybe it's my diet. I don't know. What's this? What's the key here that you found in this research, Ken?
Well, this is some good news. This is the future. This comes out of the medical journal Scientific Reports, and you're going to see this in the next few months or year. We know that for many people, Doug, maybe not yourself, but for most of us, declining skin health, it's one of the worst effects of getting older. As we age, our skin loses its elasticity. It becomes thinner and drier for most of us, and its ability to repair dwindles. But this new study has uncovered an antioxidant that could delay skin aging. It's called methylene blue, and it reduces signs of aging in human skin cells, as well as in 3D models of human skin, and methylene blue will be added to cosmetic products to help combat skin aging. It's already been added to a few, and it's coming to a store near you.
How is it produced? Where does it come from?
Methylene blue?
Yeah, it sounds like something created in a laboratory, not something natural.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. What would be the components of it? It's a composite of something. Methylene sounds like something you'd use to burn a building down. So, you know, a lot of these names are not attractive. They, on its own, without an explanation, I would stay away from something named methylene.
Well, apparently, they do talk about the safety in the study, and it has shown no adverse effects. But it's not something that you're taking orally. It's just put on the skin.
You put on the skin, externally.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You rub it in.
Yeah. All right, and you think it's going to be available when and how?
According to the reports, they're beginning to work on cosmetics that will have this because, you know, there aren't many good choices right now that are safe and effective over the long term.
For our skin to delay skin aging.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about retinoic acid was the last big breakthrough.
Right. And that was kind of made your skin rough and red.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Right. No.
For some it's great, but for most it does what you, for many it does what you describe.
All right. Here's another report. I was talking about caffeine earlier in the program and how a lot of athletes use it because they think it'll give them a start. We're going to tell them what they can use as a substitute, and that'll come after you give people a reason not to drink coffee every day.
Well, this is actually a reason to drink coffee. This comes out
of... Oh, that's right. Excuse me. I did it the other way around. Yes, it's good for you.
British Medical Journal called Open this week that drinking just one cup of coffee per day cuts the risk of hepatocellular cancer. This is the most common form of liver cancer, Doug, by a fifth. And also the higher one's coffee consumption, the lower the risk of hepatocellular cancer, with up to 5 cups of coffee each day associated with a whopping 50% lower hepatocellular risk. So drinking up to 5 cups of coffee every day could halve the risk of liver cancer. And this worked apparently. Apparently, if it had caffeine or no caffeine, it was a little bit more effective when there was caffeine in the coffee.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, drinking 5 cups of coffee, they make you a jittery mess.
Most of us, it would me, it would you, but I see people who talk about drinking 5 cups of coffee like nothing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, was a little uneasy about that much coffee, but the studies show up to five. It's okay, but, you know, you have to do this on an individual basis. If one makes you jittery, it's too much.
All right. So let's compare that to Super Beats for a few seconds. Tell people the impact of using Super Beats, which has the same as caffeine, but without the caffeine jitters and other things because it's all natural.
Well, right. Super Beats just works a natural way through the nitric oxide pathway, which is a Nobel Prize winning discovery in the body. This was discovered in 1988, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. The third gas in the body, the red blood cells, you remember from high school biology, you take the oxygen from head to toe, which the body needs. And if you don't have oxygen, you won't have energy. And before the red blood cells can get into the circulation, the red blood cells need to spray the circulation with nitric oxide. And you need to continue to make nitric oxide, so you need Super Beats for a zest of it, Neo 40.
All right, get a bonus 30-day supply free when you get started using Super Beats. Call 800-655-41.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.